There's something you should know about homosexuality. The world around us is turning upside down. Right is being looked at as though it's wrong, and wrong is being looked at as though it's totally acceptable. In this topsy-turvy world, it's vital that we keep our heads screwed on the right way, even if everybody else has got theirs on the wrong way round. Now, the primary reason for us being against homosexual acts is God's decree. And sometimes we might not know why God has forbidden something, but the teachings of Islam always have wisdoms behind them. Did you know that homosexual acts have a direct link to HIV and AIDS, which has killed millions of people across the world? Statistically, 2% of the US population is gay, yet it accounts for over 60% of HIV infection. In fact, the link between homosexuality and AIDS is such that it was originally known as GRID. That's gay-related immune deficiency. But that's something that the mainstream media will never talk about.
Oh, but they're born that way. Oh, but they can't help it.
It's genetics, right? Dr. John S.H. Tay, in his book Born Gay, examining the scientific evidence for homosexuality, after highlighting the significance of genetic factors, says that the claim by homosexuals that I am born that way so I cannot change is simply not true. He also noted that the public's popular belief that gay people can't help but be gay stems from the media's popularization of outdated scientific views of the 1990s on brain structures, twin studies, and the XQ28 gene. In other words, you've been lied to. Again, and even if a guy was born gay and he was attracted to men, does that mean he can't control himself? There's a lot of things that we all want to do, but we have to control ourselves, don't we? So why is it that when it comes to homosexuals, it becomes like, oh, let him. Now let's make one thing very clear. Homosexuality in itself is not a sin, but rather it is the act itself which is forbidden in Islam. So one can have homosexual inclinations, but not succumb to them. For those believers out there who are experiencing homosexual tendencies and are genuinely struggling against those feelings, we will not ostracize you. We will not abandon you. You are as much brethren to us as anyone else. And if the thought of committing homosexual acts still makes you go, oh, that's nasty, then you should be thankful that the system has not yet infiltrated your mind. The next time someone tells you that it's okay to be gay, you'll notice that the basis of their argument is that as long as consenting adults agree to something, it's okay to do.
It's certainly okay to do.
Well, if that's the basis of your argument, then let's say someone wanted to have a sexual relationship with their sister. You'd be like, oh, that's nasty. But what's wrong with it? They're consenting adults, aren't they? Brothers with sisters, mothers with sons, fathers with daughters, it's all okay because they're consenting to it.
It's all about the love.
Because of this idea that consent between adults makes something okay, does that mean you'll also accept incest?
No! Stop it! As long as they're adult about it and they love each other, I accept them for who they are, okay? Alright?
Wrong! There's something within the human being which tells us right from wrong, but because of continuous insinuations from the media, bombardments from the press, and the passing of same-sex laws, people have chosen to turn a blind eye to their inherent disgust towards homosexuality, to put aside the truth, and to just blindly accept that it's okay to be gay. One thing that we have to be absolutely clear about is it doesn't matter how many people practice something. It doesn't matter how many people support, condone, defend, and impose something. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And let's face it, you don't even need religion to tell you that homosexual acts are indecent. Think about it. Oh, and Islam is not the only religion which is opposed to homosexuality. In fact, have a look at what the Bible says. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Now, in the Holy Quran, it says that Lut was sent to his people and he told them, most surely you come to males in lust instead of females. Nay, you are a transgressing people. In the book Greater Sin, the homosexual act is listed as the 11th greatest sin. It is narrated there that the Holy Prophet said, one who commits the act of the people of Lut and dies before repenting will also be counted among them, i.e. the people of Lut. And in the end, we all know what happened to the people of Lut.